With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A 56-year-old man is arrested on suspicion of overstaying. Customs and Border Control says he's suspected of having been unlawfully in the Cayman Islands for approximately 15 years. He was taken into custody on July 20th during a CBC-led enforcement operation, supported by officers with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. He appeared in court the following Thursday and was remanded through October. Since the start of the year, CBC has taken enforcement action against 379 people suspected of overstaying. Cayman sees its fourth week of falling gas prices. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas fell 6 cents to $5.49 a gallon since the last check on July 29th. The average price for premium self-service dipped 4 cents, taking it to $6.01, and the average price of diesel is now $5.91, an 11-cent drop. According to Off-Reg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Red Bay for $5.38. That's the same as last week's lowest price. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.50 a gallon, down 2 cents from last week. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. In other news, as you heard right here on Radio Cayman, the Ministry of Health is looking to overhaul critical public health legislation, with four bills expected to go to Parliament in September after a public consultation period. One of those is the Public Health Bill, which will formally dedicate the Department of Public Health under the Ministry rather than through the Health Services Authority. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hillary Wolf.
There is nothing that designates a public health department. Mm-hmm. It's something that has existed under HSE, but it's not actually a legal framework.
Having the duties of public health education and awareness falling under a department rather than a healthcare facility, it takes the burden off of the facility and they can focus more on patient care.
Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes told Radio Cayman listeners on The Buzz the legislation also strengthens disease prevention, surveillance, and emergency preparedness, making sure government has set guidelines, protocols, and has a modern legal framework. Dr. Wolf.
We want to really improve the collection and analysis of population health data. It's very difficult for HSA to do that for the whole country, and we really need to do that from the government standpoint so that we can work with all of the healthcare providers on islands to really collect the appropriate population health data, and then that will help us make decisions and put in place programs that will make people healthier.
Dr. Wolf says the current system of reporting of notifiable diseases through the Health Services Authority is, quote, very underreported. The ministry is hosting a series of public town hall meetings to hear your views on the bills, with the official public consultation period expected to start next month. In regional news, the Jamaica Gleaner is reporting one in every four Jamaican caregivers says children under their supervision have experienced sexual exposure or grooming attempts linked to social media use. The findings form part of a national study commissioned by the Health Ministry to guide potential state regulation of social media use for minors. Of the more than 1,000 adults asked to indicate the kind of negative encounters minors in their care have been exposed to, 16% said sexual consent, while 9% said unwanted sexual messages or grooming. A further 16% said minors were exposed to violent and disturbing content. 16% said that because of social media, they suffered sleep loss, anxiety, or emotional distress. And 12% said they were exposed to harmful misinformation or dangerous online challenges. The Jamaica Health Ministry says the results show, quote, overwhelming public support for some levels of government action. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. European football's governing body is holding an emergency meeting as outrage grows over FIFA's plans to sell stakes in major tournaments, including the World Cup, to private investors. These would be led by a firm linked to President Trump's extended family. The EU's sports chief condemned FIFA for what he called relentless and corrosive commercialization. Iran has condemned US-Saudi strikes in Iraq, saying they're an attempt to expand the war in the region. An Iran-aligned militia in Iraq, the Popular Mobilization Forces, says at least 20 of its members were killed in the overnight attacks. BBC News.